The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two today. And it's a special hour. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Aaron Dakins, a host of a broadcast on Genesis Communications Network, The Truth Traveler. She broadcasts from 10 Central Time at night to midnight. The Truth Traveler. Welcome, Aaron Dakins.
Good morning, Vincent. It's winter.
It is winter. Aaron, you and I have been broadcasting on another network. Just one broadcast per week when our schedules align, and that broadcast we called The Bunker Files. And that name was developed with the assistance of one of our instructors, Dr. John Waterman, and he thought that we ought to call it The Bunker Files, and so there it is. So we would talk about things that were of interest to you and me, but what happened? What happened to The Bunker Files on another network? And I'm not saying anything negative about a network. Nothing happened that made us do this other than us, right?
We just had to go to the bunker. I don't know. It seemed like it didn't matter what Friday of the month it was when we were scheduled to do our show. Something would always come up.
Mm-hmm. For one
inevitably,
of us.
For one of us, yes. Mm-hmm. And it just got to the point where I felt bad, and I know you did too, that we'd have to say, hey, we need to go to rebroadcast. And we just, Vincent and I talked long and hard about this and decided that we just need to have The Bunker Files on USA Prepares once a month and on The Truth Traveler once a month. And we get the best of both worlds. We still get to broadcast together, which we love doing. We still get to have the episode of The Bunker Files, but it seems like this schedule's a little bit easier, at least for me, Vincent.
Well, what would happen with me is, I'd call you and I'd say, Aaron, the cows got out. The cows got out. We've got 100 cows that are looking at greener grass, and it's a real problem. Uh-huh. I can't do it. Or you would have an emergency over there at your farm. And as farmers, it was really, really difficult for both of us to...
The middle of the afternoon is tough.
The middle of the afternoon is something I cannot do. That was a problem. And not only that, I had the same problem. And it's not like this is just with the broadcast. On Mondays, I used to do a meetup. And I would have to leave around the same time to go to Springfield from the farm. I couldn't do that either. So it was an issue of time and being away from the farm and being away from protecting the animals and so forth. It was very, very difficult. So what we've decided to do, as Aaron said, is we're going to still do The Bunker Files, but we're going to do it at 10 o'clock at night Central Time once a month, and we're going to do it at 10 o'clock in the morning Central Time once a month. And it looks like Friday's the day for The Bunker Files so far. And, it'll be posted on the websites, Aaron's website and mine, The Truth Traveler and USA Prepares. So, Aaron, today's topic is about revenue, specifically about what happens to people who are grabbed by the police, the blue plague, and handcuffed, tested for driving under the influence. Some people are under the influence. Some people are not under the influence. Some people mm-hmm. have hypoglycemia. Some people have diabetes. The ketones in their body manifest themselves as a smell of either nail polish, which is kind of similar to alcohol, mm-hmm. and these people are treated as if they are absolutely drunk and need to be dealt with very harshly by the system, which I think is wrong as well.
It is wrong, but they appear to be inebriated or intoxicated. That's therein lies the problem. This goes back to discernment, Vincent. You know, I'm a former EMT, too, so we would deal with these issues a lot. And we, in fact, just ran into this back a year ago, February, where we followed a van down the highway, and then he just stopped in the middle of a four-lane highway. And he got out of the van and was walking around it. We thought, well, maybe there's something wrong. And then he got back in and drove off. And then he did it again at a stoplight. And at this point, you know, and he was driving kind of erratically. We thought, there's something wrong with him. So he actually pulled into a gas station. We followed him, and we actually got out and talked to him. And you could tell there was something really wrong. So we blocked his car, or blocked his van in so that he couldn't get out. But he even almost tried to run over my son. So, not being mean, I mean, he was an older gentleman, probably 70. We did call the police, but I also told him, look, don't send a bunch of squad cars. The guy's not drunk. I think he has a blood sugar problem. You need to send a bus. And they did. They actually listened to me. And they sent a bus, and sure enough, his blood sugar was like nothing. And his wife didn't even know he had left their home. I mean, she knew he left. She didn't know where he went. And he was a good 20 miles from home when we found him. So we actually drove his van with him in at home for him. But he appeared intoxicated, Vincent. It goes back to discernment, and the officers are not taught that, I don't think.
So, Aaron, you're saying that you, as a member of the village, help someone without having him be arrested.
Correct.
And then sent to court and have him blow in a breathalyzer, possibly, if his ketones were elevated, test positively, very, very high, maybe two or three times what the legal limit might be, and then be found guilty in court because his attorney said, you know what, look, the judge is going to be easier on you if you plead guilty. And even if you're not guilty, you ought to plead guilty. Now it's really easy for the attorney. The attorney collects his $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. It's easy for the court because this person pleads guilty. Obviously, the person's guilty because he pled guilty, only because it was easier. And then he ends up going to mandatory classes for 8 weeks.
Can I throw a monkey wrench in that?
Sure.
I'm going to assume, and people can email me or you or call in or whatever, but I'm going to assume, just like any other time you go through the court system, that every time there's something that's going on with you in the court system and you are charged under their codes, rules, and regulations, that they're also tapping into what's called the SESTA-QV accounts. So that's double tapping, double dipping. It's a lot of money. The judge is in on it. The county, the clerk of the county is in on it. So this behooves them to arrest you for being inebriated.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're paying on the outside, that's right, what you're paying up front for court costs and counseling and all that stuff, double or triple it in the money that they're getting as kickbacks to your SESTA-QV accounts.
And the stigma attached to being arrested.
Mm-hmm.
is something that lives with you for a very, very long time. Let me give you an example. So you're applying for a job. One of the questions on the application, have you ever been arrested? If you lie in the application, you're doomed. If they find out later, they'll fire you. So do you say, yeah, but you know, I have a sugar problem, And this cop arrested me, threw me in the back of a police car. I ended up in court. I spent some time in the clink, but I didn't do it. Now, who's going to believe that, right? Who's going to believe that the person was wrongfully arrested, wrongfully charged, wrongfully accused, wrongfully convicted, had to go to counseling, which they pay for? Who's going to believe that? So now we have a whole class of people who are flipping burgers at these fast food joints because they can't get any other kind of job, because they're not trustworthy. How could they be trustworthy when they, since they've been arrested?
That's right.
Isn't that what people are thinking?
Well, you know, jobs are hard to find. You've got PhDs working as, you know, waiters or waitresses. So,
yes.
Yeah, it makes it even worse when you have this.
I know.
And what about the guy that literally took – I've heard this too many times. They literally went out to dinner, and he had a glass or two of wine with dinner. And then he got popped, and he got arrested for DUI. Now, Vincent, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, my parents would go out to dinner, and my dad and mom would have a glass or two of wine. My parents were not drunk. They were not inebriated in any way, shape, or form, but they probably would have blown hot if they had the breathalyzers right now.
Now, what era are you talking about? How many years ago?
Really? You want me to? No, I'm just kidding. Gosh, they did that probably, you know, like 40 years ago.
Okay. That was a whole different world, right? Because
it was.
I remember the era of the, we'll call them cocktail parties, where
yes.
Someone in the neighborhood would invite the neighbors over, you know, friends from work,
mm-hmm.
friends from up and down the street and two streets over, people who were like them, people who had common interests, and they'd get together and they'd, you know, they'd have a wonderful time. And would there be wine? Sure. Would there be punch? Sure. Would there be beer? Sure. Absolutely. And everybody'd go home and everything was fine. Husbands and wives would come together. It was like the parents would get together, you know, maybe once a month on a non-regular basis, but friends. And it was the best time of the United States of America.
Yes.
And since then, we've destroyed it, right?
Yes.
Who wants to... I don't want to have anything when I go out. Would I have a beer if I went out? Absolutely not. I won't do it because I don't want to run the risk of the blue plague pulling up behind me and saying, did you have something to drink? You know, meaning alcohol. And if I had a beer 3 hours ago, I wouldn't want to say, well, yeah, I had a beer 3 hours ago, because they'd still breathalyze test.
They would.
Right. And they probably, and I don't trust them. I don't trust them not to plant evidence. I don't trust these thugs to not plant evidence on these urine tests. I've told people that have these urine tests, if they hand you a cup and it's sealed, say, no, I don't want that one. I want a different one. I want a different sealed cup, not the one you're handing me, and I'm going to be there for the test. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Today. And she's the host of The Truth Traveler right here on Genesis Communications Network from 10 to midnight Central Time. And this is our first broadcast together on GCN with the Bunker Files. So we're going to do this once a month. This is episode number one. USA Prepares Bunker Files, episode number one. Now, Aaron, we should have another episode pretty soon. What do you think?
Well, we're having one tonight. Does that count as one episode one, or would that be two? Because the Bunker Files was 2 hours. So I guess
okay, this is
all day.
1A.
Okay.
1A. 1B is tonight. So with Erin Dakins, I'll be joining her tonight at 10 o'clock Central Time right here on Genesis Communications Network. So The Truth Traveler, it will be the Bunker Files episode 1B. Because we broadcasted 2 hours of Bunker Files. So it'll be Fridays, as far as we know right now. So, Aaron, I was thinking, our son decided that after being homeschooled, you met our son, both of them, and one of them decided he wanted to be experience high school. He'd been homeschooled all his life, and he wanted to try high school here in Missouri. And he did, and all of a sudden, Mrs. Finelli and I were asked to be on the drug testing committee. And we were against drug testing. We were for drug education. We were against drug testing because we wanted to know things like, okay, so what about false positives? What about inhalers? What about, what happens to a student who tests positively but falsely?
That had poppy seed dressing?
That's what I'm talking about. And that person will be branded for life as a druggie by those teachers. Okay? No question about it. Do you hear about so-and-so? Positive test for drugs. Well, the mother and father, they must be drug addicts too. So that's the kind of stigma that can be attached to a person. So we were against drug testing, but we were for drug education and alcohol education. I saw a video when I was in high school called Scared Straight. It certainly worked for me. It was about prisoners who said, don't do what I did. You know, look at the mess I'm in. And it really fixed it for me. Well, here's what happened. They would have these drug testing committee meetings, and they'd forget to invite us. Or they would send the invitation to the wrong town, so we wouldn't get them. So we missed all the meetings. And I was so outraged, I decided to run for a school board office. And I put an ad in the paper, and I said to fire the entire Hartville school board. One director at a time, consider voting for Vincent Finelli, the only candidate who won't make your child urinate in a cup. I was absolutely frosted. And here's some of the thoughts I had. Okay, I said to him, oh, by the way, my son is under 18. And you want to have random drug testing and you decide you're going to do this? All right, you're going to have to call me first. You will not drug test my son without me being there. Because you will not have a false positive or a mishandling or planting of evidence. You will not do that. He is a minor. And you will not drug test him without me or Mrs. Finelli being there. And they said, do you realize what a problem this is? And you will do this for every other student as well. And they said, are you kidding? We can't do that. That alerts the students when they're going to be drug tested. And I said, that's right. What a problem. And I said, and what about the evidence? So you've got all these cups of DNA. Now what are you going to do with them? Well, you know, if we have a positive, we send it off to the lab. What lab? Well, we don't know. You're going to send off DNA of children, and you don't even know where you're sending it? No, you're not. And I fought this as best I could. But, you know, there are a lot of stupid teachers out there, and there are a lot of stupid principals and superintendents who are chomping at the bit for federal grants. And I believe the money comes from the feds.
Yes, it does.
It's an outrage. It's an absolute outrage. So what do we do, Aaron? We run for school board office and we fire the principals and the superintendents, right? That's what we do. That's our job. Our job is to protect our children. And our job is to make sure that we educate our children. And we throw out Common Core, and we throw out the Department of Education, and we throw out the lunch program, and we start cooking good meals, and we take care of our children. Like the two ladies who had leftovers from serving lunch in elementary school, and they decided to take it home rather than throw it out. You know what happened to them? They got fired. They got fired for stealing food. The federal government says you will throw out this food that's unused. You will throw it out.
I think that's crazy. Anyway.
By the way, that if you want to know what the Bunker Files is, it would you say sometimes we rant?
I would say it's an opinion piece, op-ed. Just, I think throwing the food away is crazy when there's something.
Hey, Aaron, when we come back, would you bring us back?
I sure can.
Okay, Aaron Dakins. We'll be right back.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back. USA Prepares edition of Bunker Files 1A. I'm Erin Dakins, and we are with Vincent Finelli. And it's the Bunker Files, and we're complaining about DUI. it's gotten to be such big business now. That's the thing. It's revenue generation at its finest. Maybe we
Aaron,
don't have
you know,
so there you are.
No, I'm here. Aaron, our son, when he was in high school, was selected along with another highly graded student. I mean, our son got really good grades, and so did another girl. And those two were selected for random drug testing way, way more than everyone else, maybe four or five times more. And so I went to the school board, and I said, what's up with this drug testing? And they said, well, it's random. And I said, are you kidding me? Our son has been tested so many times, and so has this other girl, and you're telling me this is random? They said, well, that proves it's random. They get selected more times than anybody else. That proves it's random. And I said to this school board member, have you ever had a class in statistics? And he said, what? I said, statistics. He said, what do you mean? I said, have you ever had a class in statistics? He didn't know what I was talking about. I said, well, never, that explains it. You have no clue. You have no clue what's going on. So what they do, literally, is they get, and this is my belief, that they get government money to run these drug testing programs. And then what they do, in order not to show that they have a drug problem, they pick the best students, the ones who are not going to test positively for drugs. And they run them through this alleged random drug testing system. And they say, well, you know, the system provides a number of a student, and that student is called into the little bathroom where they pee in a cup. Well, I suggest parents that you say, if your child is under 18, that you say, you know what, you're not going to do it. You are not going to test my child for drugs without my presence, and I want to see the exact chain of that testing. I want to see the cups coming from sealed containers in a box, and then I want to see the opening of that sealed container. I want to see the sealed container with the testing instruments. I want to see every step of the way, every single step of the way. And if we do that, we will put... We will shut this system down because they won't be able to do it. They'll have to have all the parents line up. The parents will start complaining. The parents will complain to the superintendent and the principals that this is annoying. They have to leave work for this, and it's going to stop. And I want to know what's going on with that DNA. You know, where do these samples go? And let's go back to the people who were pulled over by the cops. So what happens, Aaron? They get handcuffed, right? Handcuffs where? They're allegedly inebriated. Allegedly, their motor skills are impaired, so these cops use hinged handcuffs and put their hands behind their backs. So if they did fall down, there's no way they can stop the fall, right? Because they're handcuffed.
That's right. You can't.
Then what happens? They put them in a police car, right? Mm-hmm. Now, what's the police car like? I've seen one. Can you describe what you have seen in a police car where they put people in handcuffs?
It's basically just a rectangular piece of plastic formed as a seat in the back seat. And it's hard plastic. And it's slippery plastic. And that's it. There's nothing
else. It's a sliding board.
It's
a sliding board.
And you slide off the seat, onto the floor, into the cage that separates you from the front seat. It's not a pleasant place to be.
You're in a cage, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so there's bars on the windows.
Yes.
No way to access a door lever to open the door or the window, right? Right.
Yeah.
And what happens if it's really hot out? You're going to cook, right?
You do cook. It gets really hot in there. There's no air circulation. They don't crack your window for you.
Mm-hmm.
Usually.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And these are people whom we have entrusted to protect us. And actually, they're harming us.
Yeah, I don't see any protection in that myself. But anyway, they used to be. When we grew up, we knew the policemen.
Yeah.
They lived in the same communities we did. Their
right.
kids went to school with us. We're
right.
on the same sports teams. Anymore, at least in our little town, they may live here and their kids go to the school, but they strut around like they're the gods. and that we should worship them. And I'm not going to worship anybody just because you wear a uniform. My husband was in the military. I just call them green people. And I'm not going to worship them. And I sure as heck don't care if it's a general. When I had an issue, I didn't care who it was. I had one general tell me to stand down. And I said, I don't take orders from you. I'm a civilian. And I will not stand down. So, to me, the cops are just more thugs in uniforms. I appreciate the soldiers. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is right and wrong, and it's attitude, and it's morals. And anymore, these cops, a lot of them are the younger ones. They weren't raised like we were, Vincent. They were raised with video games, and both parents, if they had both parents, worked, for the most part. Their set of ideals and morals and how you treat people is different. I remember the days where at the little town saloon, you have your regulars, right? Well, I remember the days that everybody in town knew who the regulars were, and either the cops walked them home, somebody at the bar gave them a ride home, or the cops gave them a ride home. Now it's they lie in wait, you know, half a block down and watching everybody leave the bar so they can ticket them for DUI.
Okay, let's talk about that. Here's a police tactic that I've learned through my investigation of this criminal enterprise. What some cops do is they get reflective paint, and they will go to a bar, and they will deface a vehicle's tires with this reflective paint or reflective chalk. They will mark the tires in two positions, like 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Don't put this reflective paint on there. They will deface someone's private property, an automobile. And then later on in the evening, they will watch the cars go down. They'll park in the median, and they'll watch the cars. And when they see these striped tires go by, they follow them and pull them over. It's like a shooting gallery. That's what has happened to our police. These guys aren't protecting. They are sniping for profit.
Yes.
Sniping for profit. And they are measured on, you know, performance. They have these performance reviews. Hey, listen, Joe, we gave you a new car. We gave you a new radar gun. You know that holster, that gun belt, the handcuffs, it's all the latest stuff. You got the best of everything, Joe. And your production is not quite as good. Your performance is not quite as good as everyone else. So what's going on? Do you need counseling? Do you need help? What if we put you on the midnight shift in the combat zone? Maybe that would help you, get the spirit back where you can protect the people by giving them tickets and finding them through the court system into oblivion so they can lose their job. Lose their family, lose their status in the community. You really need to help these people because they need that. They need to be bludgeoned by the blue plague. So unless you want to drive that old jalopy that we've got out there, the one that has exhaust gases that go into the driver's compartment, unless you want to drive that one, if you want that new one that we got for you, you're going to have to work on your production. You're going to have to, help people. You're going to have to have more contacts with them, more pullovers, more invasion, more criminal activity on the blue plague's part. I believe that's what happens. And I dare a cop to call and tell me I'm wrong. 866-582-9933. So if you're a cop, give us a call. Tell us we're wrong.
There you go. It's all about generating revenue. That's just it. It's not about helping. In their counseling classes, don't even start me on that. That's a ripoff.
Well, I have a counseling class test, and they ask questions, Aaron. Like they have four categories: B, R, L, and O, and they ask you which words apply to you. For example, are you loyal? Even keeled? Are you a good listener? Are you adaptable? Are you patient? Are you tolerant? Let's keep the things the way they are. Are you non-demanding? Okay. that's one of the categories that they give you this test. And if you're one of them, man, I believe they will milk your wallet to the extreme. And then there's another category which I fit in, which is called L. Oh, by the way, R stands for retriever, like a golden retriever. Really nice animal. Another category is the lion, L. Takes charge, assertive, bold, enterprising, leader, goal-driven, firm. Let's do it now. Self-reliant, enjoys challenges, decision-maker, competitive, purposeful, adventurous, determined. That's a lion. I took the test and I scored the highest in the lion category. They would throw me out of that class really quickly because I would be disruptive. They would want to get rid of me. They'd like a lot more retrievers.
I'm sure they'd want to get rid of you.
I gave Norm Shealy the same test on the air, and he scored, you know, at the highest level of lion as well. And I'm willing to bet that just about all of our instructors here at USA Prepares are lions. We just don't like taking abuse from thugs. You know, we're willing to do the right thing. We are not willing to do the wrong thing.
True.
So what about these attorneys?
But you know what? Wait a minute. Go back just a second. Go back mm-hmm. to the screening and all the questions they ask you.
Uh-huh.
Are you tolerant? That's good.
Not really.
No, that's a good one. We'll be back.
No, I think, you know, it's hard. It's hard to be tolerant of queers, especially if they want to circle my house.
Okay. All right. I'm not even going to say it. Never mind. Okay.
And maybe we lost a few affiliates. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Erin Dakins is with us. She's the host of The Truth Traveler right here on Genesis Communications Network. And her broadcast is from 10 p.m. Central Time through midnight, Monday through Friday. And tonight, I'm going to be joining her for Episode 1B of The Bunker Files. And you can listen the same way you're listening to this broadcast, if you're listening on the Internet, GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com. And we'll be broadcasting together. Erin, have any idea what the subject matter is tonight?
Yeah, I do. I want you to talk about the new technology for charging batteries, and I'm going to talk about stuff spying on you.
Okay, so it'll be spy technology. And absolutely outrageous, over-the-top invasion and threat to us is the technology I'm going to be talking about tonight. And I have a post that I put on the Internet. It's called Hidden Dangers, Wireless Charging of Cell Phones and Other Electronic Devices. Now, class, this is so important, in my opinion, that you need to stop it at your school system. Go to those school board meetings and say, hey, just wondering, you guys plan on exposing our children to more dangers than you already are with the wireless access points you've got all over the school? Are you planning on charging devices wirelessly? Because if you are, I need to run against you for school board office and, you know, make sure that you are displaced. And also, if the superintendents and principals are in favor of this, we need to remove them too. And since we or the school board, any teachers who want to harm our children with this wireless technology, they need to go as well. So how are we going to do this? What's the plan? Did you say you are or are not going to do this? We need it in writing. What do you think?
I think it sounds pretty good. Maybe you need to be a little bit more tolerant, though.
That's another thing. I'm going to ask Mrs. Finelli to type this list up. She can type so much faster than I can. And these four categories. And I think this should be handed out to any attorney that we might consider hiring. So if someone decides to engage the overpriced services of an attorney for a DUI hearing, you need to hand this four-category test to your attorney. And anyone who is not a lion, you do not want to hire. So you do not want to hire someone who dislikes change. You do not want to hire someone who is adaptable. You do not want to hire someone who is fun-loving. You do not want to hire someone who avoids detail.
No.
You do not want to...
details, let me tell you.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to ask her if she would consider typing this up, and we'll put it on the Internet so that you can give this test to anyone that you think might be on your team, to make sure they are on your team. And if they're not a lion, I don't think they're on your side.
My luck, I didn't have a mouse. But anyway.
I talked to an attorney, and he said, you know, he doesn't like conflict. Really?
Well, then he went the wrong profession. Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
He said, you know, he really likes to go along, and, you know, and that's the problem. That's the problem. Too many attorneys are not warriors. They need to be warriors.
Hey, they get paid well, whether they're warriors or not, so.
What a racket. What a racket. Someone says, hey, listen, I got a DUI charge. Can you help me? Sure. I'm great at that. $3,000, we'll get you in court and we'll represent you. And then they say, listen, you know, the best thing is to take a plead guilty and let's ask the judge to be nice to you. And so they get $3,000.
Next day.
Well, I mean, that's $1,000.
So they've worked it out.
Yeah, that's $1,000 an hour that these attorneys make for doing nothing.
I wish I had that kind of money, Vincent. Hey, I'm going to go back to being tolerant. Okay, I will catch you tonight, Vincent. Thank you.
I don't believe it. I don't believe you're going to do it. Hey, Aaron, I'll see you tonight at 11 o'clock Central Time. I'll be connecting with your broadcast, The Truth Traveler. I'm looking forward to it. And, Aaron, thank you so much for being with us today. It's always great to be broadcasting with you. And, class, for those of you who may wonder, Aaron's been to the farm. She and her husband have been to the farm with a bunch of our other instructors, and she's a real hoot. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to. If you can defend your food supply from predators, you may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.